We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning the top line of Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. Zochet the Gemara, Meitza loy Meitza Rishon, Umeitza Sheni, Umeitza Shlishi. You give the guy borders on all three sides of the property, Umeitza Revi loy Meitza Levi, but you didn't tell him what's on the fourth side. For example, he said Reuven's on one side, Shimon and Levi. The fourth side didn't mention anything. So Pashas, you're kind of in that box, has three sides, you're kind of the entire property. But you didn't give him the border of the fourth field, the fourth side. So there's three sheetahs in the Gemara. Omar Rav, Kona Koil, Chutz Memeitza Ravi. The halacha is that this guy who buys it is kind of everything besides for one row on the fourth. On the fourth side is not kind of because he left something out. So Zok the Rashbam, the reason Chutz Meitzah Dalad, Hatelam Atzmei Shel Meitzah Revi. One row on the fourth border, Loikana D'Lahochi Yahani Maid LeKasar Revi. That's what he's tooling out by not writing the Meitzah Revi, the fourth border. It means he's leaving out this row. That's Loch of Ra. Shmuel Agus. Shmuel says, I'm a fellow Meitzah Revi. You're kind of everything. Once I have three directions, I have the fourth direction, I don't have to write it. Rav Asi Amar is moch machmer. Rav Asi Amar, lekonel, tell him echar apnei kula. You only get one row on three sides. Very little of the property. Only one row on three sides. The rest of the property you don't get. That's where Rav Asi holds. So we have three shittas over here. We have Rav, we have Shmuel Rav Asi. The more explains Shana Rav Asi. Sovala karav. He'll take rav that I'm leaving something out. I'm a shiri shire. When the shire b'meitzar shine amikulu. Once you say he's shire a little bit, he's mishire everything. So b'etzmi holds like the Rashbam says. Sovala took the Rashbam rav asi karav doma the hide like kasvim shum the shiri shire la'atzvayim nasadi left something for himself. Badifa the rav asi mid the rav and rav asi is more than rav the ksava rav asi mid the shire l'meitzar shire nami l'kulu sada shekneged ameitzar umiu. The Hani Gimel Matzarim, the three boards they did write Shikaz. Look, let's purta to be kind of a little bit. The Hani tell him Echad Eitzam Matzarim. The only one row on the three sides, very little you get, but that's it. So Rav says you get the whole thing besides one row. Shmuel says you get everything, and Rav Asi says once you say this Shir, all you get is one row against the three sides. Amar Rava. Rava says we're going to see from Rava as we see the whole Rava that Rava in some ways holds like Rav and some ways holds like Shmuel. We'll see, and there's two lashanis of Rava, and then the Gemara will give a recap on Rava. Amar Rava, what's the halacha l'maisa? Amar Rava, hilchos kana hakoil chutz meitzah revi. This is like Rav. He says he couldn't everything besides for a row on the fourth side. But loy amaron el d'loy muvla. That's only if it's not that row is not muvla on the three sides. Ava muvla if it's muvla in the three sides kana yekaina. That means. The fourth field, let's say Reuven's field on the fourth side, is a little bit off from the two sides, from the people who live on two sides. So, and that's where that row is. So he's saying the only time Rav says you don't get that row, it's only if it's not Muvla in the three sides, like we have in the picture. Aval Muvla, if it's Muvla in the three sides, Kana. And even though it's not Muvla, V'chloy Muvla Nami, Loya Maro, and the only time we say it's separate, El Deika Ala Richva Dedikla, either it has a hedge of palm trees, or of a Tisha Kabin, Tisha's Kabin, or it's at least 9 Kab big. It's a chosh of a piece of property. Avalekala Richva Dikla, Lehav Tisha Kabin, doesn't have Tisha Kabin, or doesn't have a hedge of palm trees, Kana. Then you kind of, even if it's not Muvla. Michlal, so it's Mavuya from this Rava, the Chimuvla, when it's Muvla, Avagav the Ika La Richva Dikla, even if it has a Richva Dikla on it, Vahav Tisha Kabin, or it's Tisha Kabin, it's still you kind of, because it's Muvla in the three sides. That's what comes out in this version of Rava. Basically, Rava passes like Rav, that you leave out a telem, but it's only when it's not muvla, when it's outside the three borders. And even when it's outside, there's a way you can be kind of it, if it's very small, or it doesn't have any decal on it. But if it's inside the three sides, you always kind it. That's what comes out from this lashon. Ikadamri, Amarava, Hilkos HaKona HaKol Filim Eitzah Revi. This way, it sounds like Shmuel in this way. That I hold, you kind of call it in Eitzah Revi, but I'm going to qualify it. V'lo Yamaron El the muvla, only if it's muvla. If it's not muvla, you're not kind. Even when it's muvla, it's not so posture you get it. If it's a small thing, it's a small nothing. Doesn't have a richva dikla on it. It's not the size of tishas kavin. Or have tishas kavin, or it's the size of 9 kavin, which is a certain size of a property. Loy kana. Then the locha is you're not kind, even though it's muvla. Even it's a very small piece of property, it doesn't have palm trees, you're not kind of you're not kohen if you're stuck in lashon. So there's machlokes in the lashonos over here. So now the Gemara gives a recap. Some rishonim say that this recap is not even from the Gemara; it's from Rav Yehuda Yigoyim. And he says like this: Shamina mitavayu lishni the Rava. You see from both lashonos of Rava that the one thing's for sure: the besod the loshayv leimidi, which means not like Rav Asi. We saw the whole of Asi. We saw you're getting the mainstay of the Sada, you're getting the main part of the Sada. You might be missing one role, but you're getting everything else. The Sada Shah Midi, and not like Rav Asi. That for sure Rava holds. But Shamina Nami, the Hecha the Muvla, if this is Muvla, it's swallowed up in the three directions. For Leka La Rechva Diklan, it's very small, doesn't have Rechva Dikla of Lehav Tishas Kavan, it's not 9 Kavan, doesn't have the size of planting 9 Kavan, then you're kind of, it's also partial to Kuliyama, Fi Rav Yikoin. Loi Muvla. If it's not muvla and it's a nice choshva piece of property, has richva dikla or b'havet shakavim, then for sure loy kana, for sure not kana. So, and what's the difference between two lashonos? If it's muvla v'ika leha, if it's muvla and it's a choshva piece, it has a hedge of palms or has nine kabim, or loy muvla v'leka leha. So then you have two lashonos of rava. Itmala haigisa, v'itmala haigisa. Then there's two lashonos. What do you do? Shuda the daini. You do shuda the daini. And like Tosis has a discussion here, and the same thing in the Muki Yosef, even though usually you say amoytzi mechaveiro el avaraya, or you say achloiko koin the sumchis, where does shuda the daini come in? So the Muki Yosef speaks out that since this is Rav Yehuda Yigoyin, so he made this psake. And I'll read you his lashon of the Muki Yosef, where he speaks out, and then he says that this, he heard it from Rabban and Savroi. You don't learn that to other places. Any other places, the tool of shyness, but here, it's Rav Yehuda Yigoyin who told us that the lacha is shuda daini. What does shuda daini mean? It means the dayan tries to figure out himself how in his own das who what the das of the meicha was, and that's how he decides. Talk to Gemara Vayta. Omar Rabba. Someone says when he's selling a property, he writes in a shtar, or this is what he says, and he says like this: Palgo de islay ba'ara. He's a shutef. This guy's a shutef. He has a property with a shutef, and he says palgo de islay ba'ara. I'm selling you my half that I have in this piece of land. The halacha is palga. The entire half that he owns goes to the lekeach. If he says palga ba'ara de isli, it's the same words, but in a different lashon. He says it in a different, he scrambles it in a different way. He says palga ba'ara de isli, half of the land that I have, river. He only gets a quarter. So, Pasuk Pshat and Rabbi is because it's a different than Lashon. Lashon Palga the Isli Ba'ara means the half I have in this land I'm giving to you. So that's why it's Palga. But Palga Ba'ara the Isli, half in the land that I have, which means in my half that I have, I'm giving you half, then it's river, it's a quarter. But Abai doesn't understand this. I'm like, Abai, am I shdach? What's the difference? Ishtik, Rabbi was quiet. And here, Rabbi was not masking, he was quiet. Oh my Abai, I know Savim the Ishtik, Kabul Kabli. I thought they was quiet, that he was masking. Veloy, it's not true. Chazina hanu shtari the nafik meibar. So shtaris that come out from Rabbah's bezdin v'ksivu hachi, and the shtaris like this. If it says palga disli ba'ara, then you give him palga, and palga ba'ara disli, half of the ara that I have is rivers a quarter. So you see, he was not masking to my kasha, and he held there is a difference in how you say it. So the more avaita v'amar Rabbah meitza ara demino palga meitza ara demnei psika tishakavim, which means like this. There was different directions he was giving the borders of the property. Like the Rashbam says, you look at the Rashbam, four lines from the bottom. It said, Ruvain Shahile Sada. Ruvain had a Sada, Macham Exosu Shimon. He's selling part of it to Shimon. So Litzad Mayrev, Litzad Mizrach, Ikiv La'atzma, Yoli Pirish Kama Macha. So he's selling part of it, Litzad Mayrev, and on Litzad Mizrach, so the west side of the property he's selling to Shimon, the east side, some of it is keeping for himself. Yoli Pirish Kama, he didn't say how much. How much he sold, how much he left himself. He wrote the borders, Hamatsaram Sada Plaini, Shani Maychal Plaini, Mitzad Mayrev is Levi, Mitzad Mizrach, and he wrote the other directions also, Tzafan Adarim. Mitzad Mizrach, he says, Ara Dimino Palga Karka, he didn't write how much on Tzafan Adarim you're getting, and he says like this, on the Mizrach side, my land's there, and my land that you're getting part of it. Mitzad Mizrach, Ara Dimino Palga he's saying, and on the east side is my property, which you are taking a piece of it. So if you write Meitza Ara Demino Palgo, your writing is that you, the property on the east side is my property, which you take in half. Then the halacha is Palgo, you get half. But if you write my property is on the east, which you're taking a piece of, Meitza Ara Demino Psika, which means you're cutting off a piece. Let's say we're chalukas, it's Psika, which means something you cut off. So that means anything that's chashuv to cut off, which is tisha kabim, which is the minimum amount that's chashuv enough to be cut off a property. So that's what Rabbi said. If you say meitza ara demino palgo, then you get palgo. Meitza ara demino psiko, you get 9 kabim. That's all you get. Because remember, I'm keeping my property. I'm just giving you a piece of my property. Shamos, how much? I told you on that direction who's the border, but on this direction is my property. Now, where does my property end? Your property start. So if I say you're getting half of my property, because my property is the east border, which you're getting half, then you get half. But if I say, which you're getting a piece, then it's Tisha Kav. Only Abaye, my stock, what's the difference? Ishtik, he was quiet. And here, maybe he was masking. But Sovim, either be the palga. The maybe, because both of them, he's masking, both of them are palga. Velohi, and top of Sovim, give him a mouth. Velohi, not both of them are palga. Not the pshat, the psika and palga is palga, velohi. Don't rav yom rashlam. You'll dim a farsa in the abaya. Bei meitzara, dimino palga. Bei meitzara, dimino psika. It depends. E amale elo mitzurinoha. If you say extra words, say and these are the borders. Those are extra words. Then palga, ya palga. Loi amale mitzurinoha. Tisha kabin. It's only tisha kabin. And even though I said the word that you're getting a palga, a karka shishli, it just means a piece of it. That's all it means. It means half. It means a piece of it. It can mean a piece of it. It doesn't mean dafka half a chalukah and half. So either way, the Lashon Psiko or Palgo can mean Tisha Kabin or a half. Either way, it could be both of them. It could be either one. So how do I know which way to go? It depends if you added on the extra words. These are the borders. Eile Mitzurinah. Like the Rashbam says, two lines from the top. I omalei ve'ile Mitzurinah. Mitzad Mizrach Ara Demino Palgo. Meitzimar Ploindi ve'gen Hilchos v'kol Mitzorim v'hilkach hai ve'ile Mitzurinah. Yit the Lashon. Why do you have to say these are the borders? I'm telling you what the borders are. It must be. It's a yitel loshon v'liyapas koychoi, but kama mishmaiz and amichazin and yitel loshon is two v'liyapas koychoi. Vak kama bar leil ma'ishtochi haloi ein chilek in palga l'psika. No difference in the word palga l'psika. El zimun the mina b'tavav palga, bein palga bein psika. Heichet amayam mitzurah. When you say the word these are the mitzurah, these are the borders. V'zimun tisha kav v'heichet loy amag. When you don't say the words v'ilam mitzurah, so the bottom line is when you say add on those extra words and these are the borders v'ilam mitzurah, that's when you get more. When you don't say those words, you only get the amount of Tisha Kabin.